open a cold one, kick back, and enjoy a week's worth of conversation from pop culture, sports, breaking news, and everything in between. Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast. At the beginning of the podcast each week, everyone on the show rolls a 20-sided die. The person who rolls the lowest number then becomes the moderator for that week's show, and it's their job to move the conversation along and switch from various topics or questions that can be found on the moderator's cheat sheet or custom ones they've brought in themselves. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to discuss, send us an email to contact@thepineroompodcast.com. Well, that's enough of that. Let's get into the show. You're listening to the Pine Room Podcast. All right, hello everyone. Welcome into the Pine Room Podcast, episode 128, almost 130, and then we're getting on our way to 150, and then by the time we know it, we're going to be at 200, and we're going to, who knows where we'll be at that time. Hopefully make it to 200, but we're here, myself, Jeff, Cooley, Jarrett. We're here for episode 128. Had a busy day today. Everybody's been moving around. Jeff had work. We were on the radio. Cooley was on the radio, then had a dentist appointment. But we're here doing the podcast for another week of your enjoyment, and hopefully you enjoy these just as well.
Way to good dinner.
First off, I want to say that, if he listens, I don't think he listens to this, but Rocky, congratulations.
Congratulations
Rocky
to my guy. Yes. It was a beautiful wedding. Great times had by all.
Yeah. How was the event overall?
It was absolutely beautiful. It was up in Ithaca, New York. It was on a lake. So the rehearsal dinner was on a pavilion that overlooked the lake. And then the wedding was completely opposite end of the lake at a place called the Aurora Inn. It looked like it's been around for a minute, like that old school vibe, that cool old school vibe that overlooked the lake. And the wedding was down like on lakeside. It was beautiful setting. Two happy people. Couldn't be happier for my guy. He's truly ear to ear grin. So it was good for him. It was good stuff and well deserved.
Yeah,
well deserved.
He has been nothing but kind to us. And for guys that have never been on radio before and for never been doing this kind of stuff for only about 2 years, he put his faith in us, and we appreciate him for that. And congratulations to him. And hopefully he had a good weekend and we'll have a good honeymoon. Is he on a honeymoon now?
No, I think they're procrastinating. They had to go to a couple of weeks ago. They went to a wedding, I think, over in Sweden for one of her family. So I think that they have to hold up. But I'm not sure what their plan is. But he's home now. So
if I had a wedding in Sweden, would you come?
Yeah. Here's the deal. I would do my damnedest. Honestly.
I would not expect you to come all the way out there.
But that would be, Sweden is one of the places that there's not many places I want to visit, but that is one of them.
I hear it's
absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
I was looking at, speaking of beautiful places, I looked up this Ithaca. Wow. What a place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at this lake. It looks like a big finger. It's like going to, I think that's what they call them, the Finger Lakes, right? Isn't that a real thing? I swear I've heard of that before.
No, I'm not sure about that.
But it looks like, yeah, it looks like a big finger coming down. They even have an international airport there.
Yeah, I do know. I didn't know it was international. Actually, I wouldn't think it would be.
Did you fly?
We did not.
Fly?
We drove.
You drove.
It was only 6 hours.
Yeah, it looks like it's right above. I'm trying to think of any Pennsylvania towns.
Williamsport. You go through. You go through State College.
It's above,
you go through
Williamsport. Then up towards kind of Scranton. You don't go through Scranton, it doesn't look like, but it's kind of above Scranton.
Yeah. Did you take the Jeep?
Did not. Actually, buddy drove, so I went up with three buddies. The wifey couldn't get Saturday off, so three buddies went up, which was kind of cool. Got to get all that done. So, yeah.
You didn't have any beverages, though.
I'll be honest, I still felt chapped yesterday, man. Yeah. I did. That drive home, then I didn't have to drive, but man, that drive home on Sunday, because we had to get, my buddy flew into Pittsburgh and then drove to Wheeling to hang out with his dad for the night on Thursday. So we had to drop him off at the airport. So we had to leave. We left Ithaca like 6:30 in the morning. We didn't get in. We didn't get in till 2. I know I woke up just as fucked up as I was when I went to bed. Yeah. It was a rough drive home, but we made it, and we're here to talk about it. So that's, good.
That's good, right.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Well, that's how weddings are supposed to be.
Yeah, 100%. That's what a wedding's for.
A celebration.
A celebration, and it was that. Great venue, great people, and it it was a good time. So thanks for asking.
Yeah,
good to hear.
Are dry weddings a thing?
Do you know that?
Sure. Especially to somebody that's highly religious.
Ooh. Yeah.
There is actually, and I'll be honest with you, some people even do it, and I respect it because weddings are really expensive nowadays. I think a lot of people choose just the financial end because I would imagine alcohol at a wedding is probably one of your biggest expenses. Yeah.
Alcohol and food, probably.
Especially when you have lushes like us that go to the wedding.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, just hang out by the bar.
We got to get extra.
We went up and check.
Yeah. Just, but yeah, I tell you what, weddings nowadays, though, it has become, not to sound like the old fuck, but man, it has become such like a product. Like it's like a more of a, it's a showboat thing nowadays, as opposed to not what it's truly meant to be about when it comes to the couple. And once again, very cheesy right now, but I do believe in this, that, you know, two people that are in love and they're celebrating their day and stuff like that. And that's what the focus should be on. And I'm not saying people lose that focus, but I think nowadays people want to keep up with the Joneses and they go to a wedding and they want to make it better than everybody else. And I understand that we've talked about this numerous times, that people come to your house, you want people to feel good about it, and you want people to walk away from wedding and like, you know what, that was a really good time. But I just think, man, people drop thousands of fucking dollars in these weddings nowadays. I mean, I mean, I know people personally that literally go in debt on just a wedding, and they're starting off their lives together and they're in debt just because of a wedding. They haven't bought a house yet. They haven't. I just think
ouch.
Now here's the deal. If you're a gazillionaire and you want to do whatever, I mean, at the end of the day, you do you.
Yeah.
But if you're truly going in debt because you want to put on a production so people talk about your wedding day, I'm not sure if I'm all into that.
What was your wedding day like?
Our wedding day was wonderful. I'll be honest with you. We had it at the Pine Room, ironically enough.
Hey,
Pine Room. Got married at Corpus Christi, rehearsal dinner, actually. I hate to even admit this because obviously right before they tore it down, obviously it was known as a crack house and a whorehouse.
Oh, cool.
The Wheeling Inn.
Nice.
Back in the
day, I heard that was beautiful.
It was like obviously overlooked. It was a beautiful venue. I wouldn't change it for the world, but that was all before the crackheads and the hookers.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So then we got married. Yep. It's October the 11th coming up.
Wow. Oh, nice. Day after Hannah's birthday.
How many years? We are working on 21.
Whoa. Oh,
it's crazy.
I can't imagine having someone like me for 21 years.
That's you'll insane. Find some. That's not true. You'll
isn't
find
that crazy?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
How old were you when you got married?
I was.
Well, you're.
2003. I was 26.
20. Oh God.
Oh jeez, I'm running behind.
It's me now.
26.
Oh man, I got
just
a couple.
Put me into a
I got 2 weeks, and I could beat you.
Isn't that amazing?
Like, we did it 20. I was 26. Got married. Bought a house in 20 when I was 27, and had Luke when I was 28.
How long did you? Wow. How long did you date Cheryl?
I want to say we were all encompassing up to the wedding date. I want to say 3 years,
like from when you met her
to wedding day. 3 years.
Do you think? And I always argue with Hannah about this. Do you think that I'm going to go down a tangent road here? But I'd say. Outside of maybe the first month of talking to Cheryl, do you register that as dating? Even if you did, you have to ask Cheryl, would you like to be my girlfriend?
No, did not.
You did?
I didn't ask her. She asked me out.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
But I don't. And that sounds so fucking cocky. But I think that.
Where were you?
Good old Welland Hospital.
Nice.
Good old Welland Hospital. We were working. She was a nurse on the fifth floor. I was a respiratory therapist at that time. And it was really funny. I went actually, and I had zero intentions. I was just fucking with her one day about a patient. And like about a week later, she asked me if I was a Steeler fan. I said, yeah, I'm a Steeler fan. She's like, my dad's got season tickets. You want to go to a Steeler game? I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to go to a Steeler game.
No way.
Cheryl.
She's smooth.
All right.
That is all.
I've always known she's
the
got
Steelers.
It.
I always.
Yeah right?
Steelers. Steelers.
Now, that wasn't our first date. We went to Drovers on our first date.
Oh,
good what? First
went,
date.
Went to
good
Drovers spot. And then got to know a little bit, but then Steelers was the best big thing. But to answer your question, I think, I think that. I guess whenever you quote unquote start talking to somebody, I guess that, and it doesn't necessarily that it equals the, here's what I will tell you. If you talk to somebody for a month and it doesn't equal to longevity, then I would say that's not dating.
Correct.
But if you have somebody for a month and then it equals that you end up getting married, I would say that the first day that you started talking is probably dating.
I agree.
Is that a
I
first
totally
statement?
Agree.
I feel like you got to clarify it.
No, I think you've been together with Cheryl the minute you start, like the first date, that's how long you've been with Cheryl.
Yeah, so really at the end of the day, if I'm looking at the math, then we've been together 24, 25 years.
Dang.
But, you know, crazy. I'm an old married man, fellas.
Hey, you're nuts. Gonna be by the time Luke gets married, you're gonna be one of the couples that's out on the dance floor the longest when they go 5 years, 10 years. 20 years. You're going to be out there.
30.
My uncle Larry and Aunt Janie, they were always the ones that were married the longest, and they in the two weddings that I was with where they were at, they cleared it. They were cleared.
I thought it was Aunt Lynn and Uncle Jim, Matt's mom and dad.
Were they beat? Did they? Yeah, well, it was one of the two.
Yeah, because unfortunately, Uncle Larry wasn't there. He wasn't there.
No, there was another wedding. There was a wedding before. There was something before that where
rest
they were
in peace,
dancing.
Uncle Larry. Yeah. God love you.
Yeah. But anyway, you'll be up there.
I know one thing that I realize, and I know I'm a cheesy fuck, but you know, when you have the older you get in life, and you guys will experience this as well, especially when you start having families and stuff like that, and what your wife means to you and what your kids mean to you and stuff like that. When you start to go to, and I'll be honest, I haven't been to a wedding in a minute, if you want to know the truth. So going to these types of events, and unfortunately even funerals will do it to you, because at the end of the day, then you think about a little bit, and it's not probably great thinking, but it is just a factor of life. But when you sit there and you listen to the father of the bride or the father of the groom, and they get up there and give their speech, I will be a fucking mess getting up there and talking about Luke Boyle.
Oh, yeah.
I will be a mess.
Jesus, if you're a mess, then I don't know if I can handle Jeff Doyle getting all
I will be a mess, and I'm man enough to admit it. Yeah. Without a doubt, I will be a mess.
I don't think my dad.
Are you going to be a blubbering mess? I
hope not, but I'll be honest. I think I'll get caught up in the moment. I hope I'm not a blubbering mess, because that's kind of gross.
If you can cut yourself off, take a pause
to get back to it.
Then you go.
Yeah, I'm man enough to admit that I will be emotional.
Hey, that's it. It's good that you can say that. I tell you what, and I was going to bring it up because Soup's wedding, I felt like those two were focused on, there was no theatrics or anything. It was just Soup and Sammy. Was like, we're just here to celebrate those two. God, it was very emotional.
Yeah.
Very emotional. I don't even know if we talked, man.
Lord. I didn't think Soup was going to get through it.
Soup, I mean, it was, but as soon as Sammy walked in, it was like water where it was. It.
And I'll be honest, I know probably some people snub their noses at that. I'm not saying you guys.
Yeah, no.
But I think you have probably your dudes in this world that probably snub their noses at that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think that is super badass that Soup is that he loves her that much. That at the end of the day, he sees his beautiful bride walk down the aisle and he gets emotional about it, in my opinion.
Awesome. Those two, I mean, even Sammy was obviously she was a mess too, and not a mess, but an emotional ball. I mean, I'm sitting, I was getting choked up. I was ready to cry. I'm like, why am I crying?
Well, I think all you guys, I mean, let's be honest, you guys all have a great relationship with Soup. So I think at the end of the day, to see your boy that happy.
Yeah, I was so thinking about, because there were some rough times with that. And it's like, man, and now here we are in South Carolina in front of
doing their thing.
A gator infested swamp with a beautiful.
We're not in Shrek swamp.
No, I'm so glad you guys made it out alive.
Lord. That was funny. Did we talk about that on the show?
I was on a show about Soup. Yeah, I was on.
We talked about that alligator.
The gator going across the water. But anyway, it was a good wedding.
Did they do their own vows?
Yes. And that's when it went off the rails, emotionally.
I tell you this much, if I had, and I don't want to sound like the old guy, but if I had one recommendation for the three of you, that when you do find your beautiful bride and you do get married, hands down, that has to happen.
Yeah.
Because I do think it is not that I'm dogging the stereotype of, you know, you just go through the process of the vows and stuff like that. But I think there is so much more of a meaning. And that is something the wifey and I, that I would hands down recommend.
Yeah. How does that work? So the person who is marrying you does the vow? Well, I don't know.
If obviously all I really know is Catholic weddings, but most of the time there is a stereotypical, verse.
What you said, what everybody says if they were to elect. Okay.
Yeah. But then when you can do your own,
I would definitely rather do my own.
You should.
Then it's much more
meaningful.
Yeah. Meaningful and personal. Like, it's a personal, it's your wedding, so.
Yeah, I agree. And I think a lot of people have a hard time getting up in front of, I mean, you're not necessarily getting up in front of, you're up in front of people, but you're only talking to the person across from
you.
But I understand if you're not comfortable in front of a crowd setting, I can see where that'd be a little buffer. At least somebody's telling you. I know I made myself look like a complete idiot. And actually, it was kind of funny because I had, so I wrote my vows after the rehearsal dinner on Friday night. And she wrote her vows, I want to say actually the same time. She may have been doing it leading up to that time. And she did not, she went first and she did not pull out her paper at all.
She
had it all written down on what she wanted to say. And I'm not going to tell you the backstory because that would sound really cheesy as well. But at the end of the day, she just truly went off of her heart, which is super cool. But
did she just memorize it or did she?
No, I think she had a couple bullet points, but she felt a certain way in that moment.
She just went.
Didn't need to. And then here's Jack off fucking idiot. Like after she gets done, I literally look at the crowd. I'm like, well, I'm not going to be able to do that. So I pulled out my paper of everything that I
wrote
down.
Great.
So,
that's good.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Congratulations to Rocky. Happy for him. Hope he has a good honeymoon. And but this is a good segue because Cooley wanted to do some Would You Rathers today. And I gave him one last night. He texted me in the middle of the night and he said, I'll tell you what he said.
Yeah, why did you say? Why? What?
I was just up late, bored, and I wanted to talk to my best friend.
And you knew that
this
he
is
would be
a good. Yeah, this is a good. This is a good segue because we're talking about the one you love, the one you want to marry, the one you want to be with. So he texted me last night. He says, "Give me your craziest would you rather," because I give some good would you rathers in certain circumstances that aren't always the most normal. I said, "All right, give me a minute." So then I came up with this one.
What time was this?
This was 1:14 in the morning.
Oh wow! Go to bed, you weirdos.
So fair warning here: if toilet humor is not your thing and it doesn't make you laugh, I would very much skip forward to like the 27-minute mark. So, fair warning and proceed with caution, if you will. But we thought it was funny, so who cares? Hope you enjoy, or not. He said okay. He said, "Give me your craziest. Would you rather?" I said, "LMAO, give me a minute." Then he says, or nastiest. And I said, can I ask why? And he said, bored. So I said, okay, give me a minute. And I gave him this one. So would you rather, so just put this in a scenario where we're all single. Date a girl that's a 10 out of 10. Best you could ever ask for as far as looks, personality, like everything about this girl is aces. You can't believe your luck that you're dating this girl. However, when she sweats, her sweat comes out thick like mayonnaise and it smells like spoiled milk. Or every time she laughs, she ends the laugh with a horrific burp that always stinks and is always loud.
Oh, man. I mean,
that is just
I picked
so
the sweat.
Ridiculous.
See, and I'll be honest, I'm going to be on that same page, Jared. And I've told you guys from day one, I don't have a creative mind at all. So when I got to try to wrap my head around these types of scenarios, it's really hard for me. But if you're going to, if I have to gun to the head.
All right. So like,
there's a way to prevent sweating.
That's what I said.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, if you have a 10 and she's everything that you want in a woman, I think I'd choose that.
But
the other one, what kind of funny though? So like, what you're going to make the girl laugh a lot.
Our friend group, our group that we're always around is normally a humorous group.
Every time you make a joke, she's going to burp.
Oh man. Yeah.
It's going to stink. It's going to be loud.
But I think that here's what I will tell you. Not everybody has to see her sweat because really you have to be doing something to sweat. I think if people knew that quote unquote, she had a tick that she burped after she laughed, then I think if your friends love you and love your significant other, they're going to socially accept that. Unfortunately, it's no different than Tourette's. Like if you have a friend that has Tourette's, you just understand that unfortunately there's going to be some things that come out.
So like,
but the burp stinks
and like it's really always loud.
So does the sweat though. So like, think about if we're at the pine room in like August and it's a hot day out. Everybody's
she can't
like,
come. She just can't.
Oh, wow. God, what is that?
Oh, that's mayonnaise coming out of Cheryl's vein. That's really weird.
Like spoiled milk.
I'm taking, one. I would probably have to take the burp, because like also you think about this too, people sweat in their sleep because like it, you know, if even if it's cold in the room, if you're underneath blankets, there's time when you will sweat in your sleep.
Well, even like right now, I mean, there's probably a little bit of something under your arms.
It would fucking reek in here right now.
Yeah, so you think about it, you can manage this situation. So like, she's not always going to be laughing.
She's going to laugh a lot more than she will sweat.
Imagine you go to a comedy movie.
Like, if she went to Dave Keckner's stand-up show, she would have ruined the whole show. Stinks. That would be stinks.
All right.
Just out of curiosity, how in the hell did you even come up at 1:20 in the morning? It's that's incredible. Impressive.
It's bad, Jeff.
That's impressive. For him, that's very mild.
Yeah, that's pretty mundane.
I wanted something horrific. I was hoping it'd something.
So when you asked that, were you asking orneriness, or were you asking... like orneriness as in, I don't want to say sexually, but as in, is that what you were looking for? Or were you looking when you said dirty? Like, what
honestly, no, I just know how he is. I know that he can send me something that can laugh at any moment.
Okay, fair.
So I just left the creativity up to him. I really did think he was going to go something more disgusting, though.
Okay.
Which I normally do.
Yeah.
But I just kept
You gave me a more realistic option.
Yeah.
Normally it's too horrific.
Yeah.
Like,
so is yours and Hannah's, and I think I know some of this answer because obviously you guys haven't been together this long if your personalities don't mesh well, but still I'm a believer opposites attract. But does she have some of this like dark side stuff? I don't want to say dark side because
she's all right with being like gross. Okay. Like not being gross, but talking about like this kind of stuff. She's not gross as she is, but she doesn't have, if I'll ask it to her, I could call right now and ask her that, and she would go,
what would she choose?
She would ask questions. She'd be like, well, when, you know, what kind of may is it, like, is it Miracle Whip or is it,
so
like,
she's asking clarifying questions. Oh, so she makes the right, okay,
correct right, she's all in on that kind of stuff.
I like that. Yeah, I definitely like that.
I have a couple good, I have some ones that I remember from the past that are not. If you don't want to listen to this, skip forward.
You don't want to listen.
Skip forward to this, like in go like 10 minutes ahead, because I'm going to ask this one, and this one's one of the heinous ones that I remember asking.
Oh God.
Okay, I'm at again. Girl scenario, 10 out of 10, like perfect. You take her home. You can't believe your luck. This is unbelievable. But you find out that, and I think actually I heard this on a podcast from another podcast. Every time, this is going to get, we're going off the rails here. Every time that she shits, she puts in a jar, keeps it, and she has a closet that she keeps them all in.
Oh, God.
She keeps all of them in. She keeps all of them in.
Every time?
I'm not dating a chick like that. I'm stopping that the first time I see a fucking jar of shit.
Okay.
Well, you got to hear the second one.
Okay. All right. Or the second one is... the same scenario. She's a perfect 10 out of 10. However, every time that you have to shit, you finish, you stand up, and she loves to just hover over the bowl and just waft up out of the
bowl.
I'm choosing one.
One?
100% I'm choosing one, because I think that if somebody would be that enamored by what I'm putting in the toilet, there's probably some issues.
Oh, my
we
God.
We might have to cut this.
No, leave it in.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that's horrific.
So you go.
That's what I meant, Jeff.
And she says, she says, don't. And she's like, don't Adam, flush. Do not flush that toilet.
Don't
do it.
Yeah.
So you're like at the dinner with like another couple, and you say, well, hey, I gotta go to the bathroom.
She gets up with you.
She's like, hey, I'm going with you. Let's go.
Like, she hears you go upstairs. Like, upstairs, she comes running up the steps. Like, it's
don't you flush that damn
toilet. Yeah.
Then I'm going to take this one step further. Is everybody answer? Because I don't want to completely
I'm taking one simply because, like, there's no... I can leave that room alone. I will never see that room in my life. I will get out of that room.
Yeah, but what if you're out to eat and she has a jar in her purse?
Well, she could just go in the back and then just put it in her purse. She doesn't have to
what
do
if
it.
She, what if she forgot her purse, but she had the jar? Like, now she's walking around at dinner with the jar full of shit.
I'm still going number one. I have to.
I'm number
at least
one
it's
too.
Her shit.
Yes.
It's her shit.
Because, like, I know what I can do, and I'm not comfortable with that at all. I would be... imagine if you're in a social setting, though. Well, her running
what
the bathroom.
What if I'm just like, hey...
honey, hold up.
I'll go to the bathroom. I come back. I'm like, hey, listen, it's waiting for you.
Oh,
like,
man.
That might, like, the jar, like, when you go home, you got to worry about everybody that comes over going into that room that has a shelf full of shit. They're like, Rose. Because, you know, like, I don't know. That's a tough one.
That one's hard. I would say probably one, just because.
I don't think she would survive very long if she had to do that every time.
But she does not. Every year you can get rid of it, but it starts anew at the start of the year.
365 days a year of shit.
Yes. Huh. At the end of the year, though, you clean it all.
Did the stink come out of
no,
the jar?
No. It's vacuum sealed.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. She
knows
jaws.
How to can. She knows.
She's like, I tell you what, on day 46, that was a good shit. Yeah, that was a good shit. Right
she
there.
Labels them. She labels all shit. Of them.
Yeah.
Her favorite ones in the day front.
Yeah, she just likes one. To collect them.
Ew, so that? I'm going to apologize first because, you know what, I guess I'm going to let my mind go right now, too. I can't believe I'm with the young guys. I'm with the young guys right now, so I got to come down. First and foremost, I really like your shoes.
Thank you.
Those shoes are really sharp.
I appreciate that. Yeah,
all right. And this is going to get a little ornery, but it has something to do with what you're talking about.
Okay.
Are you guys familiar with the term Blumpkin?
Yes.
Yes, I've heard it, but I kind of get a little bit.
I know the term, but I don't know what it means.
Don't they shit while you have sex or something? I don't know. You go ahead.
Okay. You're on a toilet and a female takes care of you orally.
Oh, while
yeah.
you're going.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Not a shot.
Okay, and that actually, there's a question that I remember on a podcast where it was that one, or it was like every time that you go, she has to do that while you go.
Eat it a jar or the, she gives head while you shit?
Yeah.
I guess I would take the...
Yeah, I mean, why not?
The head, I guess.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, obviously, I think what happens behind closed doors, I applaud 1,000% because I think it's what makes the world. I think sex is so taboo.
Isn't it also sorry to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
Isn't it crazy that's happening?
Like, oh, for sure. Without a doubt. But I think to my point, I think that I don't know why as human beings, we all do the same things. We all pee. We all shit. We all have our things that obviously, but they're so taboo. And I think sex at the end of the day is very taboo.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you should go sleep with people and then tell your experiences because I don't think that's cool either.
Yeah.
But we all do it. And so I think at the end of the day and whatever you're doing behind closed doors, once again, if you're a big old freak of nature, golf clap. Yeah. But I think at the end of the day, like to me, that is like that's a step in a direction that I'm not sure.
Like it's crossing a boundary.
It's crossing a boundary that at the end of the day, I think it would be very classless.
There's nothing. And then once you're over that boundary, then
there's no coming back.
Free fall.
Yeah.
Heinous things.
I just found another would you rather, Jub.
Is it bad?
It's not bad. This is just really interesting. Would you rather be able to turn sand into water or air into sand? You could kill so many people either way.
Well, I don't want to kill anybody.
I don't want to murder everybody.
Sand into water or air into sand.
Wait, I can turn.
But why would I ever need to turn air into sand?
I don't know. I just saw that, and then it says this guy says.
But also, why would you have to keep jars of shit anyway?
Well, yeah. Okay, here's a good one. Would you rather have an obsessive, insane person love you or hate you?
Ooh, that could be a blessing and a curse. That could be a blessing and a curse.
Probably love just because love it's because hate could get to a level to where you might
you die. Always have those people in school or in life where they're a little too friendly to you or might take a shine to you and you just you know how you doing you know make sure they're kosher and then send them on their way.
But this is super obsessive, so like they're probably stalking you and,
but I mean super obsessive if it's hate. I mean well, you're, hate, getting, no, you're yeah. like your animals are gonna get killed in your
Jesus like, Christ.
Yeah. This guy, the first reply says, either way, my skin is probably going to be removed from my body, so does it matter?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, that's a good comment.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, I was going to share a story after. So when we went to the bar Saturday night, it's a good piggyback. I don't know this dude from Adam. We're in a local Cornell bar. And because Ithaca, Cornell University is in Ithaca. So. I think it was a hometown bar, so you had your people that knew each other. College was in. It was homecoming weekend. I sat down at the bar, and the seat next to me was open. But the dude, there was a drink there, and the dude left all kinds of money out on the bar, this and that. So I know that he was coming back. So when he sat down, just started up small talk and this and that. And man, he fucking went left to center quickly on
me. Boy.
Not a bad dude. You could tell that. I definitely think that he was well to do. He was back home taking, he was a graduate of Cornell. I think he was in some kind of financial element his whole life. And I would say the dude was probably in his mid 50s is my vote. And he came back to town to help take care of his mom. Talked about some of his financial endeavors that he did. And, you know, some people obviously are completely full of shit because they could sit there and lie to you and make themselves out. But I truly believe this dude was actually legit. And he said that he started talking about he went biblical on me.
Uh-oh.
I started talking about how, you know, you better get right with God, because at the end of the day, he definitely thinks that the world is coming to an end at some point in time. And he actually labeled this week as being added. And there is some biblical things that I'm not abreast of, that this week is something.
This week?
Yeah, this week.
The world's going to end?
Something in those terms. And remember, I was a little buzzed up at this time, so some of this is a little bit gray. But where the conversation went really fucked up, and it made me actually kind of like sit up a little bit taller. He said, I've done a lot of bad things in my life, man, and I'm not proud to admit it. He goes, and he started talking about sleeping with girls and doing bad things.
Oh, Jesus.
So I started talking to him. I'm like, boy. I said, hold on, fucker. Like, are you talking about when you're talking, like, did you like sleep with little girls or something like that? He's like, no, nothing like that. He's like, I've just slept with prostitutes in my life and this and that. He goes, I'm just trying to right the ship. Like, he went very holistic on me. It was just, so you're talking about crazy people that I don't know this dude from fucking Adam.
Yeah, it's like,
it was just a very weird.
He's spilling all this out to a guy that doesn't even know.
Maybe
that's his thing, though. Maybe that's like, because he's never going to see you again. Maybe that's his.
But I think he was also, you know, also how, have you ever had anybody just come into your life in those dumb moments like that? Like, I had a guy, I was going on a sales call in the back. I parked in the back of Wheeling Hospital parking lot, walked in, and I came out. And some dude came up to me and started talking about God and asking me if he could give me a hug. Now, this has been like 20 years ago. Here I am hugging this dude in the middle of the parking lot just because of the fact that he seemed like he was legit. And if you believe in the Bible and God and stuff like that, how he quote unquote sends people to intervene in your way, like, maybe that was one of those things that God was putting this dude into my life at that time and trying to right the ship or whatever the case might be. But it was just a very, very weird interaction. Very weird.
Huh. That to me is, you either it's really unsettling, like this is going to go, like, especially with the world's end. Mm-hmm. He was saying the world's going to end this week.
Yeah. And he was talking about, he went political on me as well. Just from a standpoint of the political figures that we have and that kind of stuff. And he wasn't pro either side, but just went very political, biblical, started talking about personal things. Like, wow, man, this is fucking, I was, like I said, I was pretty buzzed up. It was just a different conversation.
Yeah, and if the world ended this week, we wouldn't get to see you win the World Series.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not fair.
That'd be our biggest concern.
Yeah, right? Damn it.
Well, here's a good question. Speaking of world gonna end, I was going to ask this because I heard this on a podcast. If they said today, if they were like, the world is going to end on Friday, there's a meteor that's coming that's going to smash into the planet, everyone's dead, there's no chance of survival, there's like a 0.0001% if you live underground or in a bunker or something, what do you think you would do in that week of time?
Dig a bunker?
Yeah, I mean,
that's a good answer.
I don't think.
I mean, you just
Even if you survive, what?
There's nothing left.
I'd be like Fallout. It'd be like Fallout. It'd be awesome.
I wouldn't like that. I'd rather die with everybody else.
I don't think I'd change much, if you want to know the truth, because obviously I do. I mean, obviously our Saturdays getting together with friends. The only thing that I'd probably step up my game a little bit is sometimes family life is so busy, meaning my extended family, that I don't get together with them as often as I probably should, just because with life happening. So I'd probably get a little bit, that week would be spent with probably a little bit more family and stuff like that. But
is there any crazy stuff that you would do?
No.
I just don't. But if the whole world knows, I don't think you'd be able to just go do stuff.
Yeah, see, that
we've
would
talked
be,
about this before.
Well, I think we have. You're right. I think we have talked
have
about
we
this.
Talked about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about it's like early, if the world was ending, you could just get away with crime.
Like, you wouldn't go like smash up a building or like.
Yeah, because like, we said that I wouldn't want to hurt anybody.
Well, I think that's also, and actually I wrote this down because I tried to do just a little bit. I'm glad I didn't have to be the moderator. But I think one of the things that I wrote down, did you see in North Carolina where there's a whole bunch of looting going on and stuff like that?
In the towns that have been.
Or all the flooding. Like, I guess I couldn't be that dick going and preying on other people's misery, yeah, especially when they're all in the already, same boat.
They're already going through hell.
Now, with that situation, I can see.
Exactly, Jared. Fucking assholes.
Those people need hung outside the walls of whatever.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Literally yesterday. It's ridiculous. Not saying as in they need hung yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. It's absolutely ridiculous.
But now, if they need stuff to survive, then maybe okay. But if you're just doing it because you see an opportunity to go take a TV, then get yourself figured out. But on the flip side of that is, now that's bad because the world isn't over. People are still going to have to survive to move on. Good so point. Like if the world was going to end, we all know that if I go and, you know, smash a guy over the head with a hammer, he's going to die anyway. So does that give you?
That's exactly what you said last time. That is 100. That's exactly so what you said last time. Was hit him in the head with a hammer.
And you want to go take those 4 days away with a hammer?
But it doesn't matter because we're all going
to
be gone.
But it matters to him.
But we're all going to be gone. I'm not saying I'd do that, but I'm saying
we're all going to be dead anyway at some point.
Exactly. So what's it matter
I understand what you're saying, Jub.
It doesn't matter because this guy has not, like, after this meteor smashes
him.
He has
4 days left to enjoy his life, and you go ruin it by smashing him in the head with a fucking hammer.
There's no. It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
You may not have to answer to somebody in this world, but you may have to answer to
somebody
bigger.
That's true. Depending on what you believe in. I mean, if you don't believe in that, I mean, really, you'd have no. That's what scares me more than the actual world ending, is what would happen if we got a notification that in 5 years, a meteor is going to smash into the planet, we're all going to die. Those 5 years would be
fucking chaos.
It'd be terrifying.
Yeah, it would not
be
fun.
Horrifying. And it wouldn't be because the world's going to end. It's because people know the world's going to end.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think would happen when I Google, when is the world going to end?
Well, it's supposed to end in 2012.
Well,
it'd be really weird if it was this week.
Yeah.
Well,
I do know what he was talking about.
If we go outside and there's a fireball headed to the city.
Dessert is an essential part to a quality life, and quality desserts make life all the more better. Had a long day at work and you need something sweet? Maybe you're out late and you need the perfect snack to cap off your evening. Or you're just a dessert lover with a knack for the finest of sweet treats. Well, say hello to the Brownie House, home of the best brownies ever. A family bakery dedicated to baking the world's best gourmet brownies, baked with premium imported chocolate, high-quality ingredients, and no preservatives. No prepackaged, pre-made, fake-tasting chocolate, no. These brownies are made from scratch, shipped nationwide, and delivered right to your door. And starting right now, you can head to yesbrownies.com and use the code PINEROOM, all caps, during checkout to receive 20% off your order. For the best brownies and more, take a trip to the Brownie House.
This is from the Google AI overview, now, which is a very great tool, by the way. Now, it like pops up the answer instantly. There are many ways the world could end. In some predictions for when that might happen include, these are two very different ends of the spectrum. The first one says, in 4 billion years, the Earth's surface temperature will increase, causing a greenhouse effect that melts the Earth's surface and makes it more extreme than Venus. This will lead to the extinction of all life on Earth.
Have I ever told you about what the guy said when they told him that in 4 billion years the sun's going to blow up? Did I ever tell you that?
Yeah, I feel like you have. Say it, though.
The guy, he was talking about how he's watching a documentary about the narrator was saying that in 4 billion years the sun's going to blow up and then the whole planet's going to, you know, everybody's going to die. And they go, well, in 4 billion years the sun's going to explode. And he was talking about what they were saying and he goes, why they have to worry me?
Yeah, valid point.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So the next one,
plague.
Besides 4 billion, so first one's 4 billion years. The next bullet in 2024.
Oh, shit.
What week?
The bulletin of the atomic scientist Doomsday Clock was set at 90 seconds to midnight, the closest it has ever been. This is due to a war in Ukraine, the Israel-Gaza conflict, the risk of nuclear escalation, and climate change.
You know, it's really weird. There's that big missile strike's going on
I just got a notice on that. They do, and obviously biblical, and I'm not a Bible beater, but they say obviously this is coming back full circle from a religious war and all that type of stuff that's going on over there. So
we talk about that on the radio all the time. That area has just always, since the dawn of man mm-hmm. has always been in strife. But if that's the way the world goes, and I'll ask this question, part of my question about the world ending. How do you think, if you could predict, like Nostradamus, Jeffrey Dahmer, oh, that's bad.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Well, that sounds bad. If you could predict how the world would end, how would you think it would end?
I do think it's something space-wise.
Like
I
meteor?
Think, yeah, I do. I think at the end mm-hmm. of the day, I mean...
Aliens?
No, I don't think aliens, but I definitely think something...
Like the moon?
I think something will go off kilter gravity-wise.
We'll all float up into the sky.
That would be wild. Can you imagine that? Like, all of a sudden, you're just the kid from Up.
Yeah.
Wait, the gravity turns off and we just go?
It turns off.
That would be
that
wild.
Scares me more than falling.
We'd be all right in here.
Yeah, for now. But then what?
We're just living here
Walk
forever.
Walk upside down.
Yeah.
I'm cool with my company.
You can never go outside. Anyway, cools.
I think at some point some big rock is just going to go off path and just
smash us.
Yeah.
They say that the chance of that happening and us not even knowing is pretty high.
I feel like it's kind of crazy that it hasn't happened yet.
There's a big rock called a Oumuamua, which is this long, oblong, it was like a hot dog, and it flew past the planet and we only picked it up.
There's a long hot dog?
It looks like a big hot dog. It's like a big cylinder of rock.
Wiener.
Yeah.
Got a wiener.
A big wiener rock.
A space wiener.
A rock hard wiener.
A glizzy rock.
Flew past the planet closer than anything has come to the planet in a while, and they didn't know about it until after it had passed.
How?
Because it was in shadow. If there's nothing to shine on.
It could have been that big.
Probably going.
It was huge.
Fast as hell,
it would have destroyed everything.
But isn't that the theory with evolution? Like, if you don't believe in the Bible and Jesus Christ, then that's evolution from a standpoint that, quote unquote, there was a meteor that, quote unquote, came down.
Big Bang Day.
Hit the planet, killed the dinosaurs.
Yeah, all that stuff.
So we were a fish.
Life is cyclical.
How big of a rock would it take to blow up the planet?
Mount Everest, like the size of Mount Everest.
So like
Wait,
one
really?
Like the size of the like it our, would destroy, our office?
If one was the size, it would destroy like a city, but it wouldn't destroy the whole planet.
I mean... We're okay for now.
Okay.
Until the moon hits us.
I would say...
Would the moon blow us up?
Probably.
If the moon hit us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think
yeah.
so, too.
I would die.
What do you... Yeah. The moon would hit us. Yeah. The moon's like... The moon's way bigger than any asteroid that would ever hit us.
I feel like we'd be... Like, if it hit Australia, we'd...
The moon hit the planet would blow up.
But we couldn't just send nukes at it or something?
No, because people have said that... Well, that's probably a viable option, but people have said that what would happen... And they tried this in the movie Don't Look Up. Great movie. Leonardo DiCaprio in... Oh, my goodness. Jennifer Lawrence. Great movie. And they waited for this meteor to come down, and they sent these little like droids to blow it up. But when it hit the asteroid, it didn't blow up. It just stayed in one piece and blew off little pieces of it. So the chances of us being able to do that is probably pretty slim. And a lot of the stuff that would probably hit us, we don't see until... there's also late 2024, there's a called a mini moon that is going to orbit us and then take off in another direction.
2024? No way.
The later this year, yeah. It's like a mini moon. That. Anyway.
Well, that's only 2 months.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, really.
Fucking October.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's crazy.
All right.
Go ahead. For an asteroid to wipe out most everything on Earth, it would take, or it'd have to be massive. Scientists estimate it would take an asteroid about 7 to 8 miles wide crashing into Earth.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not very big in terms of the size of the Earth.
True, mm-hmm. But I think if something like that hit a body of water, like even
oh my gosh,
then at the end of the day, you think about the overlap of water that would just trickle down to other continents and stuff like that would be kind of
crazy. I mean, think of the floods that have been mm-hmm. devastating by a storm. Oh,
I'll tell you how big the Chicxulub asteroid.
How the fuck
was.
Did we get here? By the way,
because we're talking about how we thought the world would end.
How did we get there? Oh, the guy that told Jeff the world was ending this week.
Yeah, that's right.
There we go. The rabbit hole.
We go from a Blumpkin.
That's
a great bridge.
Yeah.
The wormhole of the Pine Room podcast.
Jeez,
all right, so the Chicxulub asteroid, which is the one that wiped out the dinosaurs, it hit the Yucatan Peninsula in the bottom of Mexico. It was between 10 and 15 kilometers in diameter, which... 10 kilometers. I got to look this up because I don't know this. That's embarrassing. 6.2.
It's embarrassing. Fuck, I'm just surprised. I don't even know what that word is, to be honest with you. What are you talking about?
It was anywhere from 6 to 10 miles in diameter.
Okay.
And that smashed into the planet and wiped the whole dinosaurs out. Anyway.
Real quick, though. So it's so funny. Is that a sport coat back there?
That's Soup's jacket.
Okay. That's one thing. Two things. If you really didn't know anybody, you would think that somebody's just standing and they're trying to hide. Yeah, yeah. They're trying to hide, but they're not doing a really good job.
I wish you could see it on camera. I'll move the camera here in a minute. All right. Last question here. I don't know how long we are going right now.
We've gone about 45 minutes.
All right. I'll ask this question, maybe one more. All right. This is kind of in the realm I guess we really haven't talked about this, but let's say regardless of the job you have, you'll make $100,000 a year, enough to live comfortably without having to worry about expenses. What job would you choose to have if money weren't the object? Meaning you did it and you made that amount at the end of the day. You made $100,000 at the end of the year. What job would you choose?
That's a good question.
That's pretty easy for me.
What is it?
It would just be this.
Yeah, well, that's good. I would probably do radio.
I think that's fine. Podcast.
I think radio would be my. I really, really enjoy radio, and I wish I could do it more. I wish I could have like my own show and do an hour of whatever. But I really enjoy radio. That's a good pick. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have thought about that.
Candy striper at the hospital delivering mail.
Sure, we do this for free. Imagine if we did this for $100K, we'd go nuts.
Yeah.
Or if we were like Jason, the Kelce brothers, and get a $100 million deal.
One day, Mr. Cooley. One day.
I think it'll be the same time the asteroid smashes into us.
Yeah.
What about you, Jeff? You think radio, this kind of stuff?
Before getting into radio, this probably wouldn't have been a choice. But yeah. I mean, I've definitely grown a love for it and sit around shooting the shit with people that I love. That's a really good question. I always said that my retirement job would be like, if I don't want to have the stress and stuff like that, that I think like being a transporter for like, not medical transporter, but like somebody that takes people to their doctor's appointments and stuff, like kind of like what you guys did for.
Oh yeah, Pauline.
Pauline and stuff like that. To do that for the elderly population,
like you could drive a church van.
Well, that
like
is
a
just,
medical Uber.
They kind of, but you don't have to do anything medically. You just all you're doing is just transporting them and stuff like
Shout
that.
Shout out IC Cab. IC Cab. What are they? IC
Cares.
IC
Cares.
Saw an IC Cab today in Bel Air when we were for radio.
It's one. They're blue cars.
They're everywhere.
Do they have a medical?
They have a medical one. Yeah, it's got a heart logo on it.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, saves
that. They do everything.
Drives one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did not know that.
They do everything.
So yeah.
D all the above. Reach out to IC Cabs.
I think. Do you? And I asked this last. Did I ask the perfect life question last time? Podcast? Mm-hmm. You weren't here.
Okay.
And this kind of goes hand in hand with this. And I was listening to this podcast again where they were talking about it. I think I've asked you this before, and I don't want to go on long about this, but I was curious what you would think, because I might have asked you before if you had a pod, like a flotation tank, like one of those Epsom salt things, you get in, they close the egg hatch and you just lay in the dark. One of those, and you get in it, and as soon as you get in it, you get like you wake up and you're in your most perfect life.
Actually, I was on this podcast.
You were, yes. You were, and you said you wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that because I think if you're leaving other people behind, and I know you said that wouldn't be the case.
Technically, you would be, but those people would also be in your perfect life. So
I don't know if once again, I don't have a great imagination, so it's hard for me to wrap my head around that. But I know, because you know what? I mean, my life is far from perfect, but I'll be honest, I'm happy with my life. I mean, I wish everybody wants to be a gazillionaire and not have financial problems. But I mean, I'll be honest, I'm pretty happy with my simple life, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would be your job?
Oh, you guys could probably guess it.
Oh, yeah.
Streamer.
Playing video games.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That would be a bad one.
Absolutely. If I could just sit and play video games all day, that would be.
You guys talking about that one where you guys what started on like at 12 o'clock in the afternoon and went? That is.
Oh my god!
Wild.
It was that we. Yeah. I literally was like
we were in time
teleport,
travel.
And I it was like I didn't. Again, I said I didn't eat. I didn't like. I didn't text anybody. It was a good game.
Yeah. It's a good game. If you were in that engulfed, 100% it had to be a good game.
Yeah, it was a deep gaming day.
If you guys could be famous for being a professional athlete, singer, whatever it is, what would it be?
Mm.
You can pick any profession.
Mm.
Like what? Like if I could just be a famous person?
Yeah, well, like you would
take what I'd be. What I'd be known as?
Yeah, you could. You would take down talent. So like, if you want to be a singer, you'd be a great like Morgan Wallen.
You
could
are you top tier? Like,
yeah,
top tier. Probably a musician.
Yeah, Morgan Wallen. Like being a Morgan Wallen would be pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool. Or also like, I feel like being like a. Like a Derek Jeter, like in the Bronx, like being a Yankee, like Aaron Judge, like I think that is fucking so cool. Like he's on top of the world.
Oh, he has.
He
to
literally
be.
Is in like even though he's a baseball player, baseball is not the biggest sport in the world, but
in New York,
like
it is.
In New York, like being a Yankee, like, being a good Yankee, I feel like would be really, really, really cool.
What about a comedian? I feel like being a
that'd be good too.
It'd be awesome
if you were a big shot comedian. That'd be
would
fun.
You guys want to be famous though?
Yes.
See, I'll be honest.
I think I would love.
I don't think I want anything to do with that.
Jeff, I've been wrestling with that for a while now. Like when I was in high school or coming out of high school into college, well, even before that, it's all I wanted to do was be like a guy that I could make people laugh. Like they would come, like they knew me. I'd be out in public. I'd take pictures with people. And the more I get older, I'm starting to think that I don't want that. Starting to think that maybe just a simple life where I can play video games and watch my TV and not be bothered might be the life for me. But then at the end of the day, if you were famous and you could do anything you wanted to,
I think.
Well, or you cool. could you do anything you wanted to? I mean,
that's
people,
where
a
I
lot
was
of people
go.
Can't live a normal life, and I we've talked about this before on here. I think. And no, by no means are we famous by any shot, but like
we're not.
No, I that's what I'm saying. But I there have been instances where we have gone out in public where people come up to us and like, you know, say like the just talk but just bullshit, and it's like, man, like this is kind of fucking annoying. Like I just like to go out and not talk to anybody, and I'm not saying that it's because we're like. Popular or whatever, but like I could see where if you're famous and everybody's coming up to you and saying hey like this and that or even talking shit or whatever, it could get annoying for sure. I think
we always talk about the dickheads of the world, and let's be honest, like if you see a kid trying to get an autograph and the guy walks past him, like I think you would have to try to find that balance in life, because let's be honest, those people are paying your paycheck, so you have to treat them good because they're paying your paycheck indirectly, I guess. But then it would be like you just couldn't go live a normal life, and you couldn't go into the Kroger store with people not ask you to take a picture or whatever.
Yeah.
Like I think all that shit would get old.
And it's weird now that I've worked for the Pirates and I'm kind of around the players more. I get where Paul Skeens, the dude can't go anywhere. Like we had this event on the field one day, and he's going around. They had to have extra security for him because. Every single person, Paul. And I'm like, I feel bad for the guy. He can't even. And then there's another guy. There's a guy that's a bullpen guy that nobody even knows who he is. He had to come up and introduce himself, and he's just walking around. I'm like, man, that's kind of nice. Like he,
yeah, not a bad gig.
Yeah, but man, I just,
I'm not.
I get it.
I tell you what, being, I'm not an ego-driven dude. So like, people to worship me would actually kind of bother me a little bit too.
Yeah. I get that for sure.
Like I think at the end of the day, I don't know. Maybe I'm fucking retarded.
No, he's because I know he is the staunch opposite to that. Is you would love walking outside and there are droves and droves of people chanting your name.
Yeah, I would love that.
You would love that.
Yeah, like I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't. I think if like I was like a rock star and you drove out of your concert and you're on top of your car and people are
yeah, but what if you just wanted? What if it was a Sunday afternoon and all you want to do is just go and get a coffee at Starbucks and come back and watch football?
I mean, celebrities drive around all the time.
But I'm saying you go out to get it. Here's a scenario: you're famous, beyond famous. Everybody knows who you are. They know where you live, so like they're outside taking pictures of you. Paparazzi's there. As soon as you come out of your house, paparazzi's bang, 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 bang. Hey, cool. Look here, cool. Look here. Come on, bang, bang, bang. Then you get in your car. Bullshit, they don't.
Not like that.
Bullshit, they don't.
These celebrities have like multi-million dollar homes with security. And
every time Ryan Reynolds leaves his house, like when he's moved, when Deadpool and Wolverine came out, I used to see things on Instagram. It was like Ryan Reynolds seen walking in London with his girlfriend. Like that would be every day.
But they just take a picture of him. It's just like whatever.
Oh, but then people come up to you and these people. Have you ever seen? I don't know what they're called. They'll have a picture of something that they want signed, but they'll have tape and a piece of cardboard over the actual picture and a little square cut out for where they want the person to sign. And the only thing that they're doing is having them sign that. Then they take that picture and they go sell it. And that's their job. Mm-hmm. So people like that are swarm these celebrities that are known for taking pictures or signing pictures and stuff. And I've seen instances where there's a gaggle of these people trying to get autographs, and all the guy's trying to do is get into his car, and he can't get into his car. So my scenario to you is you come out of your house, there's paparazzi, boom, 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 coolie, what's up, man? Come on, take this picture. Can you sign this for me? Your Sunday, just woke up. All you want to do is watch football. You get into your car. You can't get out of your driveway because there's paparazzi blocking you into your driveway. So you leave. You finally get out. It takes about 15 minutes to get out. You drive to Starbucks. You pull into Starbucks. Immediately, there's already somebody from TMZ waiting for you because they track you. They know you're going to Starbucks. You get out of your car. Paparazzi again. Bang, bang, bang. Coolie. Hey, what's up, man? Come on. Can you get a picture? Can you sign this? Then everybody at Starbucks. That's Coolie. Now everybody swarms you. Takes you 45 minutes to get your coffee, then it takes you 45 minutes to get back in your car. You get back to your house, paparazzi's waiting at your house, bang, 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 coolie. It takes you another 20 minutes to get in your house. And by the time you get in, it's already the third quarter and the first set of NFL games, and you missed all the whole day.
Well, for one, I would have better planning than that. Two, I just don't think that many paparazzi is going to wait outside my house.
Not on the Clearview Ave?
No. Well, I mean, what about, like, I mean,
I would also just have, like, a...
For instance, like if you were Justin Bieber, I mean, that dude hasn't been able to live his life
since he's
actually born. Yeah.
A lot of times, it's like one paparazzi guy that's just bothering him. It's not like a 45 dude that just got him.
But I'm not talking about, like, you're a celebrity that has...
You're A-list.
I'm talking, like, Beatles levels. Like, when the Beatles were in their prime. Have you ever seen videos of them coming to the U.S.?
Yeah,
when they had to get in an armored van.
Stadium.
When it's like an event, of course, like there's thousands of people going to go running to you. But if it's just an everyday life, I don't think they're going to do that to them.
I think that there would be benefits to it, but I don't. I would love it. I would love it to a degree, but I think after long it would just get so old. I mean, Chapel Roan, do you know who that is? Chapel Roan. Mm-mm. Chapel Roan.
Yeah, I know she is.
She's a new,
I
didn't know she's a new artist. She sings HOTTOGO. She's that artist now, and she's taken a lot of flack from her fans and people.
Hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And she dresses like she always has. Like, yeah, real big. She's always,
I had no idea who she was. She was at Stage AE earlier this year.
So she put out a post like, I have every right to deny a creepy interaction or something like that. Yeah, or I have every right to deny you of a picture, depending on how you act, or deny you of, you don't scream my name or stuff like that. And people are mad at her because they're saying, we're paying for you to live the life of a superstar, and you're this megastar.
No, you're paying her to put out music and her concerts. I don't think they have any right to demand pictures or signatures.
That's what people are saying. People are really pissed at her because she canceled a show in New York, I think it was, some big city. She canceled a show less than 24 hours before the show started because she said she needed to focus on her life and focus on like something going on in her life, not going on in her life, but just focus on herself and stuff like that. And she canceled the show and people were pissed about that. Whereas there are two parts of me. It's like, okay, you are famous. You're in a position where anybody would probably give money or give whatever to be in that position where you're singing. I mean, I know you're probably traveling a lot and you do that, but you're singing. You're not working in a coal mine and, you know, chopping trees down and ripping oysters out of the bottom of the seafloor. So part of me, I can see where people are pissed, but also she also is just a human being who, if someone was being creepy to me, I'd have a hard time being nice. It would ruin my day.
And I do get that. I think we, in my personal opinion, two points. I think we idolize the wrong people. Mm-hmm. Number one, just because you can sing or catch a football or whatever the case might be, I think is a little crazy. But I guess my follow-up question to all you guys are, are you guys private people? Just in general, like, I mean, are you a person that's going to throw up and everybody knows your business? Because that would be the part of fame that would really bother me. Because I do, don't get me wrong, it's not that I'm introvert and, you know, I can't have conversations with the people.
Give me an example.
Well, I'm sure there's things that you guys probably don't know about me that I mean, that at the end of the day that happens at 143 Clearview Avenue that other people, that it's a family thing or whatever. Like, I just think there, I think that's the problem that I have so much.
I gotta bleep that address out.
Oh yeah, sure. I think there's so many things now that social media has done that, like, literally everybody has to know everybody's next step. I'm not that guy. Like, literally, I think there needs to be some private time. There needs to be some private side that not everybody needs to know everything about A to Z about Jeff DeWitt.
Yeah. Have you ever seen, you probably see this on Snapchat, where these kind of B-list influencers, they take pictures of everything they do throughout the day.
Which
they
get crazy.
Paid for it. And they get paid money to do it. And there's a girl that's on here. I'll see if it's on my Snapchat now. So it's like in the back of, when you scroll to the right, there's these news things and things going on.
It's an absolute brain rot.
Yeah, so this girl,
disgusting.
She has, I'm not kidding, over probably 50 of these snaps. And it's just everything she does in a day.
See, yep. I think that's gross.
Just
my personal
everything
opinion.
She does in a day, and it's the whole day.
But if you were getting paid to do it, I'd be like,
but also, a little different. But if you were her friend, though, wouldn't you be a little weird? Like, hey, we can't go anywhere, and you are like taking a picture of everything we're doing right now.
Wonder what her screen time looks like.
Oh, that's probably
how many hours a day you think you spend a lot of time.
How much
phone?
Money would you have to get paid to do that?
That's what I was just going to say. And I would fuck money if I could, just to be very clear. I do love money, but I think there is a time in life where you cut off the value of a dollar bill as opposed to selling your soul to the devil. And in my personal opinion, you're selling your soul to the devil. Just everybody knows A to Z movement. That's not for me. But here's the deal.
What would the paycheck have to be, though?
I get your point, though, from a standpoint. Somebody's made, I mean, my day to day is a grind, and to not have to do the grind to do dumb shit to make money like that, I'm not saying doesn't sound cool, but I'm not sure I'd sell myself to the devil to get that kind of money.
All right. Some Snapchat comes up to you. It's like, hey, Jeff, you know, we see you're doing some cool stuff. We want to give you $100,000 a year, and you go around, but you have to, your quota is 100 snaps a day.
Which 100 shit.
Snaps, you have to put 100 pictures of what you're doing in a day.
Every day?
Every day.
I don't know if I could get that many.
I would just start posting.
Well, no, this girl will just take pictures. It'll be like 5 of the same one of her meal, like as she eats it, or of her walking through a mall or something.
Well, I'm not that interesting, so I think I probably wouldn't have that opportunity. You know what? It's easy for me to say because I've never had that opportunity, so it's easy for me to be the hard-nosed and say, you know what? No, I wouldn't do it. So I don't, until that would actually across my plate.
That briefcase opens and you see.
And I do get that, but I still think at the end of the day, it's the value of your worth gets kind of pissed down the drain very quickly. But here's the deal. I'm man enough to admit that everybody has a dollar amount.
Yeah,
what's
he say?
Everybody's got a price.
Everybody's got a price.
Something like that. And I do believe that everybody does have a price. So the price would have to be pretty hefty. And 100 grand is not it.
No?
No, fuck no.
200.
You're going to keep on going up here. I would have to say you'd have to reach 6 digits for me. 7 digits for me.
A million.
Yeah, is that a year or...
All year round, you have to post 20. You have to pay 24/7. You got to have 100. Maybe not 24/7, but in a day, 100 snaps a day, every day for 365 days.
Yeah, I'd do it for a million. Absolutely,
it would just be really.
Eventually, you'd have a lot of pictures of the wiener dogs.
Yeah.
Hey, look at Dublin.
Yeah.
Watch Dublin just ripping Mark Delbruck a new asshole.
There's blood on funny the carpet.
Yeah.
That is funny how many pictures I could take of Evie and it never gets old. I like she dude's sleeping, and I just take a picture of her.
Do you take
and
be a
like,
lot of pictures?
Oh, that's cute.
To say I take a lot of pictures, but I if you probably look through my camera roll, there's some dachshund pictures on
just
there.
Like
just doing dumb fucking
like they're
shit.
Playing with a ball or something. You just,
dumb shit, or they get on their little sensors. Two of them, they'll get on their little thing where they start doing they're chasing each other in the living room, and it's just funny. So like if she's at work, I'll send her that video just so she has a little free entertainment for the day or whatever.
All right, last question before we leave here because I'm getting hot and I don't want to start sweating. Room. Mayonnaise.
That is a little. That would be bad.
don't sweat mayonnaise,
please.
Speaking of pets, do you think a person who, unless there's been some severe, like attack trauma, a person that doesn't like animals, do you think that's a red flag?
I think that's a fair statement. I do.
Absolutely.
And I've always made this statement. I think I've said it on here. I've never loved something so much that I hated. If that's fair to say, because they get on my fucking nerves. But I also, I guess I couldn't imagine having life without them either.
Yeah.
If that's fair. Because, I mean, I don't think your dog's a pain. I guess the only thing that I could say your dog's a pain in the dick is she runs off or whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
So it's taken away from your day if you're in there or whatever. So that's a pain in the dick. But like every time somebody rolls into my house, man, it's like, shut the fuck up. They go crazy. Like that shit drives me nuts. But yeah, I hands down, there's a lot to say about a human being that doesn't have a love for an animal. I think there is. It's a good point, John.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm trying to think of somebody that I know that doesn't like dogs. And I get that you could be a dog person or a cat person, but I still like cats. I mean, like, I don't have a problem with cats.
Well, actually, here's a better question, because I know you wanted to end on that note, but here's the better question. Do you think there's definitely a difference between a dog lover and a cat lover?
1,000%.
Do you think it's a personality thing? Yeah.
If I saw, like, if you had like a line of 10 people and they were either a dog lover or a cat lover, I could probably pick out who likes dogs, who likes cats.
I think that's very fair. 100%.
I think there are a few rare ones that I wouldn't be able to pick out. Like Chris is Chris has become a cat person over a dog person, but I would never look at Chris and go, you like cats. Like, I would never picture that.
Does he have a cat?
He does.
Yeah.
Greta.
He recently became a cat guy.
His brother Tim had cats, but I would never look at him and say I would think 1,000% he was a dog guy because he just had that personality. Yeah.
And he loved those cats. Jesus, he loved. He absolutely
Itty and Boohoo.
He named the cats. Yeah. He loved those cats.
But all right, last would you rather? It's not horribly gross.
It's fine.
Uh-huh.
It's not.
Boo.
I know. But this one's pertinent to you and probably to you as well. I guess everybody in this room, because we're all relatively clean. Would you rather go without shampoo for the rest of your life?
Wait, hold up. What do you mean we're all relatively clean? We're all clean.
I mean, like,
which one of us is not?
You think that I'm more of a clean freak then.
But which one of us is like lacking in that department right now?
Well, I mean,
relatively.
Well, I'd say me and Jeff are heads above.
I'm way above you guys. I shower
above
twice.
Jeff? Come on. You're stinks right now?
No, I'm above you though.
Come on.
Mayonnaise.
I thought I smelled mayo in
mayo?
Here. Go ahead.
All right. Would you rather go your whole life without shampoo or without toothpaste?
Shampoo. I could not live without toothpaste. I'd smash my head against a brick wall.
That feeling like when you haven't brushed your teeth.
Nope.
Like if you wake up in the morning.
You get that.
But I guess, here's the only thing though. Here's the thing.
There's
a substitute for, that's a good point. But there's also a substitute for toothpaste. If you could do mouthwash.
Oral cleaning.
There's no substitute for shampoo.
Shave your head.
You could,
Jeff,
shave your
head. Think you'd work good bald.
You know what? It's so funny because 30 seconds ago, I'm looking at this thing. I'm like, man, my fucking head looks big. My head would look even fucking bigger bald. So that is a big fuck no. Not even close. I got a big old head and a big old forehead. Bald would not be good for Jeff to wear.
Hey,
I would look like I was a fucking in the clink, man, in an orange jumpsuit, man. It wouldn't be good. You might as well just put a prison number on my
back. You'd have to get a big gold chain and a big, you'd have to always wear a beater that you can see. Maybe get some chest hair coming out.
Yeah, man, me bald. Man.
A ton of cologne.
You know
on.
What? People could advertise on that fucking head.
I don't know what I'd look like bald. I think I'd be really. I'd be scared
you
to
don't
see
have to worry about it.
I like. I can't imagine not having.
Like, I got gray hair coming in.
Yeah, me too.
Like a lot of gray hair. Hannah's been pulling them out of my head like crazy.
Yeah, you like that though.
I can't wait till I'm gray, but I just can't believe I'm already gray when I'm 26.
Yeah,
it's just me. I don't know.
At least you're not balding.
I was gonna say, there you go. Right?
Yeah, I guess I would rather have it than not.
You're making a comeback though.
No, I did make a little bit of a comeback, but that was a temporary comeback.
He grew the top of his head back.
Did you?
I sure did.
Okay.
He just sat really hard. He strained really hard.
Yeah, he was pooping one night. He was trying to get a couple in the jar.
You heard a pop back there. And went, what is that?
My head.
Holy shit. All right. Thank you for joining us. Episode 128 of the Pioneer Podcast. Hopefully you weren't too grossed out. Hopefully you had a few laughs. Learned a few things or two. And we're going to keep doing this until the asteroids smash into the planet or whatever happens next. But hopefully by next week, the world didn't end and we're still here doing episode 129.
That dude was a genius.
Yes, he was the living Nostradamus. But until then, stay safe. Pray for rain. Well, maybe not pray for rain, but pray for cold and pray for the fall. What?
Go ahead.
What are you, rain? So that's okay.
You got your summer. Pray for the rain. Play for the fall. Never mind. We'll save it for the next one. Thank you for watching episode 128 of the Pine Room Podcast. Hope you enjoy. Go to thepinerumstudios.com. Listen to all the things we've done. Listen to Football Fridays on the Watchdog Radio Network, watchdognetwork.com. And you can hear myself, all four of us here, myself and Jeff here at the halftime show and the pregame, Cooley and Jared on the call.
Yeah, I think I'm making my play-by-play debut this week.
Yeah, and then everything else from here in between.
And
so,
yesbrownies.com.
Yesbrownies.com. You'll hear the mid-roll ad. Go to Pioneer, use the code Pioneer, but check out 20% off your order. Until next time, we'll see you here in the Pioneer Room.
Peace.